ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said of the meaning of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. O Allah, give us your love, Ya Allah. Make us love you and love those who love you, and make us beloved to you, and make us among the people who clothing is bread of loving to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us love you and love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above all the love, and snatch the love of dunya out of our heart. And O Allah, make us love the believer and love every goodness, and make goodness beloved to us. O Allah, give us, Ya Allah, and provide the love of you, and for whom benefit us his love with you. And what you give us from what you love and from what we love, make it strength for what you love. And what you deny us from what we love, make it strength for what you love. And O Allah, allow us to understand is the only love can benefit us in this life and hereafter is the love of you, Ya Allah, and love your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and love the believer. O Allah, we only can talk, we only can wish, we only can hope, and you are the only one can give us, Ya Allah. You are the owner of tawfiq. You are the owner of ability. O Allah, give us, Ya Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And O my brother and sister in humanity, peace be with you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow my word to come from my heart and reach your heart. And O Allah, give me the sincerity of what I'm saying, and make it true and honest from my heart. And O Allah, give us and give me the nur, the light, and wisdom, and blessing, and qabool in everything I say and we do. And O Allah, put barakah and nur and qabool in everyone, help me and support me in this journey. And O Allah, give barakah and nur and qabool in everything and everyone who hear me. O Allah, I need you, Allah. I need you, Allah, to put barakah and nur in what I'm saying, and make it the cause to make the people and mankind closer to you. Today, session number 8. In the introductory or introduction of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a journey of talk about thinking, focus of thinking, value of thinking, and thinking make you remember desire, and this remember and desire make you love. The most powerful source in earth, love. With love and compassion, goodness spread. With hate and prejudice, and ignorant and arrogant, mischief spread. Allah loves those who spread mercy and compassion and love. And Allah hates those who spread mischief in earth. Allah loves the generous one. Allah hates the stingy one. Allah loves the rich who spread and spend his money to please you, Ya Allah. And Allah loves the poor who be patient and do not think about the one who has money. O Allah, my main intention today to share with you the most important journey of your life. The journey of loving the one who never die, the one who never gets sick, the one who never divorce you, the one who never leave you alone. The journey of a true love, the journey of a successful love, the journey of the happiness of this life and hereafter. All the love story you have in your life is against you, except this journey. This is the real journey will lead you to the happiness and success and tranquility. What do you think? Is about time? We try men, we try women, we try money, we try many things. Is not about time to try a journey of love toward the Creator, the Almighty, the one who created me, the one who showered me and drowning me in his own bounty from air, water, health, time. Allow me to feel, to sense, to know. He gave me all the faculty. By this way, today, I am sharing with you the fruit and crops of thinking. The eyes, we have two eyes, two ears, and one mouth. I was telling people today, imagine if we have two mouths. What will happen? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us two ears, and two eyes, and one mouth. When the time comes, I will explain to you how many wisdom behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not take from you except to give you. Allah loves the humble one. By this way, my intention to prepare you to think which one deserves all the time and effort. A person, I call it a piece of meat, or the love of the one who created you. The one, he controls everything. Now, in the moment of death and after death. The one, he has the treasure of everything. The one who owns all the quality. Human beings are supposed to be loving quality. And Allah is the owner of all quality. What do you think? Do you want to be close to the owner of all quality? One scholar, he said, imagine you believe the Almighty, the Creator, the only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner and the king of all dominion. He owns everything. And he's the only one can forgive your sins, to care about you, to care about you when you're sick, to care about you in the moment of death and after death, save you from hellfire, send you to paradise. Is the Almighty the Creator do not deserve the real love? And he said, imagine, and if you love him, he will take care about all your affair. And he give you everything you want and you desire and love. And most of all, he save you from his punishment. And he pleasing you and thanking you and loving you. And reward you. And give you the happiness and pleasure for infinity. In Jannah, in paradise, heaven. Today, I feel so sad when I see the majority of us, Muslim and non-Muslim, surrender and submit and slave ourselves to a piece of meat. And when you think, what is love? Love is worship. Love is ubudiyya. Love is surrender. When you love, you think about whom you love. You worry about him or her. It take you. It take your thinking away. It take your heart away. It take your breath away. Like one scholar, he said, how many times a man or a woman is spending all their time and life running after each other? One scholar, he said, the one who love, he do not judge, he forgive and he give. And the enemy, nobody count. You have to know, either you are going to journey of love of Allah, or you're going to journey in the opposite of direction with the enemy of Allah. The Satan, Shaitan, and loving dunya, material life, which Allah hated. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, and loving dunya, the head of all sins. And when we look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned us, he warned the believer, if you turn back of the message. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. Those who turn back from the message, what Allah? Allah will swap them. He will switch them with another people. What the quality of these people? They love Allah and Allah love them. And Surah Al-Hadid, verse 31, this is the fadl of Allah. This is the generosity of Allah. He give it to whom he want. By this way now, we have to ask ourselves, are we going to a journey of loving Allah, thinking about Allah, remember Allah, remember his bounty, or we wasting our time and life for a journey in the opposite direction? One of the pious early men, he spent all his money and time for sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. And some people ask him, what is the secret behind all this action? He said, one time I met a friend of mine. He's spending all his money and effort to seek the love of one woman. And I asked him, what are you doing this for? He said, I want to reach her pleasure. And I want her to be happy and smile to me. A smile from her face equal all this money. He said, I went and I cried. And I said, imagine how much a human being willing to sacrifice for one smile for a short period of time and can be changed. What about me? One scholar, he said, if I ask you if you love Allah and be quiet, you are a non-Muslim. And if you said, yes, I love Allah, you are a liar. Because it's not the condition and action of those who love someone. Today, I want to share with you a glimpse and a few points to think which one is more important. Which one is so valued to you? A journey of love of the Almighty, the one, the true one, the true love. Like one scholar, he said, all the love and relationship is doomed to finish by death, by sickness, by changing the status of the heart, except one. The journey belongs to Allah. This is a journey. This is a journey 100% guaranteed. What do you think? Which one you go for? A man, one time he meets the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love to meet Allah. He said, ماذا أعددت للقاء الله? What you prepare for this meeting? He said, I do not have too much of fasting or prayer, but I love Allah wa Rasulullah. He said, المرء مع من أحب, the person with whom he loves. The companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, we never was happy with a message or a sentence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it more than this sentence. One man was sitting next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, I love so and so. He said, go. Did you tell him? He said, no. He said, go tell him. Another man came, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I love so and so, but I do not have his quality. He said, Al mar'u ma'a man ahab, the person with whom he loved. What is the sign of love? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma, he said, if you claim you love Allah, you read Quran, you remember Allah, you listen to Quran, you're spending some time learning about Quran, this is the word of Allah, and you love to be alone, you love to have a pure thought, and you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the ultimate sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He lived simple. And all he thought about how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to worship Allah. How to thank Allah. How to talk about Allah. How to spread the message of Allah. How to live with the manner and quality Allah loves. And you will be in the company of those who love Allah. Like when I was young, one person, he told me, you want to know who you are? See whom who love you. If you see good people love you, inshallah khair, goodness inshallah coming to you. And if you see hypocrite love you, you're in big trouble. By the way, ask yourself, who's my companion? I tell to the young girls and women, shame on you. You're destroying your life and future in this life and hereafter by choosing the wrong man to marry. The one can destroy your life and destroy your heart and thought. Shame on us. You can do somebody. You can be somebody and stand firm and said, if you like me, if you love me, if you want to marry me, I want somebody for Allah. I want the right companion. Because marriage is a companion, is a corporation. And if you are a man, do the same. Choose a woman can help you of this dunya and hereafter. And if you're a rich man, or you call yourself rich, fear Allah and remember, if you die today with all this money, you're in big trouble. You are a liar. You do not love Allah. You love shaitan. You deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His money, the one he give you. And go to Surah At-Tawbah verse 24 and see by yourself, read it. What will happen for those who love anybody above Allah wa Rasul? Read in chapter Surah Al-Baqarah verse 165. Those who love somebody else. And if you said, no, I do not love money. Why are you saving all this money for? Why are you spending 99% of your time in business? You do not have enough money? You do not have enough? What are you going to meet Allah with? Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. You will not meet Allah with millions. You will meet Allah with all millions behind your back. And Allah promised He will burn it. And He will burn you with it, your own money in Jahannam. Every money you save and you do not spend in this life, you are a betrayer against Allah wa Rasuluh, a betrayer against all mankind. And this wise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said of the meaning of من لم يهتم بأمر المسلمين فليس منهم. Whoever do not care about the affair of the Muslim, he's not among us. By this way, I'm not here to tell you, love Allah and do zikr and be quiet. No. Love of Allah, the zikr of Allah, the living of the message, it has a sign. And the sign, you have to sacrifice. Because the sign of the love is sacrificing everything you own. Everything you own. The more you sacrifice, the more you show loyalty to whom you love. And go to verse 92, Surah Al-Imran. Allah will not open the door of piety and righteousness unless you spend of what you love. We cannot play a game. A lot of people, you said, why? Why you always talk about spending? Go to the story and life biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companion. How Allah did to them. When people embrace Islam in Mecca, they have hardship. And Allah tried them to immigrate to Medina with zero money, zero belonging, zero anything. And Allah tried the Ansar, the supporter, the early Muslim in Medina, by generating a brotherhood with their own immigrator coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about that, is they love to spend and they love to support those who immigrate. This Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9. And they do not have any uptightness to spend and to share and to give and sacrifice. And وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And even they give of the most beloved things to them. The one is so close to their heart. Even if they are ultimate desperate of needing of this whatever food or money. By this way, the sign of love is sacrificing for whom you love to gain the pleasure of whom you love. It's not a talk. It's not just go pray and that's it. No. And everyone will be trial according to what you have. Time, money, yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah purchased the believer and their money equal Jannah. He purchased it already. When I was young, one scholar, he said, if you purchase something from somebody, what left? The person has to give you the merchandise. That's it. And if you do not give the merchandise to Allah, you giving it to whom? To the enemy of Allah, Shaitan. By this way, in this life, either you share your time, your effort, your desire, your thinking, your love for sabilillah, for the sake of Allah and pleasure of Allah, or you become a stingy and oppressor against yourself, against everybody, against the message, and you share it with the enemy of Allah, Shaitan, the Satan, the cursed one. Now choose which one you prefer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us complete freedom, because love has to be within. What do you think? Now you understand? By the way, if you love, you think about whom you love, you remember whom you love, you want please whom you love. What about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. You will not be a believer unless you love Allah and His Messenger above all the love. You will not be a believer حتى يكون هواه تبعا إلى ما جئت به. Until your desire and your thought to be according to what I came with, meaning the message. What about when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Faruq al-Ummah, the criterion of the Ummah, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I love you, Ya Rasulullah. I love Allah and I love His Rasulullah. He said, is not enough, Ya Umar. He went and he came back. He said, I love Allah wa Rasulullah above my family and my money and all mankind. He said, it's not enough, Ya Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu, he did not get it. He go and he was very uptight about it. Why Rasulullah tell him that? And he think about it and he came back. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love Allah wa Rasulu above me and my family and my money and all mankind. He said, now Ya Umar, and ana Ya Umar. But these people, when you read their story, they live it. It's not a talk, it's not a session. You have to be ready to, when a situation arises, to do. If Allah give you money, status, time, you spend it for Allah. Now you love Allah. Now either you love Allah 10%, 20%, 80%, 90%. Imagine if you love Allah 0.1% of 100 or 0.1% from a million. You call this love? By the way, if you have money and you think and you hear me, how much you send per year? How much you spend per year for dunya, for your material life? How much you save? How much for your income? How much for your business? And how much for sabilillah? You're not denying Allah because Allah do not need you. You're not denying the poor people. The poor people do not need you. You're not denying anybody. You're denying yourself. You're denying yourself and you're denying your family. And this money you save, it will be burned by you and for you and to you in this life and hereafter. And at this time he says, Rabbi Raja'un. Oh Allah, make me go back. Maybe I do good deed. It would be too late. Too late. Because only we know we're living this life. We're living and we're living one time. My dear brother and sister, do you know what is love? Do you know what is thinking? Do you know everything I talk about it? It's called hidayah. Guidance. It's called ikhlas. sincerity. This talk is not for anybody. I saw people is so blind, they cannot see, they cannot do, they cannot spend, and when they spend, they calculate it. They cannot give. And imagine they cannot give to whom? Allah. Because you're not giving me or somebody else. You're not giving the poor people. You're not giving the needy. You're not giving charity. You're not giving the sick and needy. You're giving for Allah. رب العدوية رحمة الله عليها رضي الله عنها. Somebody came to her and tell her, give us advice. She said, don't have a relationship with Allah like a poor, bad manner servant. You will not do a good job until you get beat up. And if you leave them, they will cheat and they will not do a good job. When I read this story, I think about it. We're supposed to be a slave and servant to Allah. Do we need a calamity and severe torture to wake up? Or which one is above? To get a calamity and after that crying and make charity and said, oh Allah, help me out? Or you try to be good and you're starting the goodness. This is why we call them as-sabiqoon. The one who run fast toward goodness. I do not have to give you a lecture to do goodness. I do not have to. Nobody has to. If you are a believer, you should sense it, goodness, and you go after it. Is your business, is your relationship with Allah, and the journey of a relationship, you have to generate it. Please read how many ahadith about this topic. One of the people, Allah will put them under His shade in a day of judgment with no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah. Two people meet each other and love each other only for the sake of Allah. How many of us do that? What about the groups? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, He said, أين المتحابين في؟ أين المتجالسين في؟ Where is the people who sit and they love each other for me? In the Day of Judgment, the Messenger Prophet will look and find people. They are flying and they coming in a pillar of pulpit and light. And the Messenger Prophet asked Allah, who is these people? Are they another Messenger Prophet? He said, no. This is the people, they meet each other without no blood tie, without no family relationship, and they love each other only for Allah. And they support each other for me. Today, I elevate them. And I honor them. And I pleasing them. Poor we are. We have a lot of beautiful business between us and Allah. Can generate unbelievable happiness for us in this life and hereafter. What do you think? What do you want? When a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. He said, welcome with poverty. He go and he come back. He said, welcome with calamity. Is nobody love Allah without calamity? Why? For Allah to check your sincerity. One scholar, he said, if you see the person, Allah deny him what he love, he cleanse him and purify him from the attachment until he surrender completely of love of Allah. What it mean? Allah love you. Every calamity and cleansing from Allah, love of Allah to you. Love. Love. If Allah do not give you what you want, because He prepare you for something He want. And Allah always give you the best. The best for you. Like one scholar, somebody asked him about love. He said, you asked me about love and I heard you before the session complaining. How you love somebody you complaining about? He said, the one who love, he has rida. He has contentment. He do not argue about the qadr and destiny. He's drowning in love of Allah and he believe whatever Allah give you is the best. Love of Allah is the journey of oneness, is the real tawheed, is the ultimate level of tawheed. The oneness of Allah is the mother of all goodness. It make you believe. It make you surrender. It make you submit. It make you worship. It make you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with His quality. Now you are closer to Allah. Now you belong to Allah. Read. Read if you get closer to Allah what He will do for you. He will be for you. He will be with you. What else do you want? Al-Wadud, the loving friend, the companion, the guardian. Can you find somebody like that? The one, if you commit sins, He forgive you. He give you repent. He give you sutra. He cover you up. He cover your mistake. We need Him. We need Allah. You need Allah now. You need Him in a moment of death. You need Him after death. You remember the story I shared with you many times about Musa alayhi salam when he was in the desert and he sleep and he wake up and he was so scared about the sheep will be eating by the wolf and he find a big wolf and in his mouth a stick of wood and acting for him and working for him as a shepherd. And when he was surprised, Allah revealed to him, Ya Musa, why are you surprised? Are you surprised of the wolf or the one allow the wolf to work for you? Oh Ya Musa, be for me the way I want. I will be for you the way you want. Do we understand that? Do we feel it? I was meeting one brother today and his father getting old and getting sick and he started feeling lonely and now he felt all the business he do is gone. All the relationship with the family is gone. And he said, my son, the only thing left for me is a sajda. Thank Allah He allowed me to make sajda for him. It's better for me than all this life and what it contain. Because once you get elder, once you get closer to death, once you get closer to the moment of death, you will find the whole this life is insignificant. And you wish you spend it for Allah. Because now you're closer to meet Him. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءِ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ لِقَاءِ. Whoever loves the meeting of Allah, Allah loves his meeting. And whoever dislike to meet Allah, Allah hates his meeting. One scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said, imagine if a mother loves a son or a daughter and they are away for a long time and when they come, well, how she treat them? She treat them with everything she please with. She try to pleasing them. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He love him. He prepares an angel of mercy in the time of death. He prepares an angel of mercy to come with you in the grave. He tell Munkar wa Nakir to take it easy with you. He opened for you the grave and become a valley of paradise. And he sent the angel of Marahma in your grave to be your companion. And he showed you your place in paradise. And he forgave your sins. And in the day of judgment, if you really love him and he loves you, he will allow you to see his most beautiful face of Allah. And he elevates you. And if some member of your family in Jahannam, he will give you the right of interceding in their behalf. And he tried to please you to go to paradise. Jannah, tell me, who can do all this for you? Who? What do you think? We're missing a lot. We're missing a beautiful journey, a journey of happiness for infinity, a journey of success for infinity, a journey of a pleasure for infinity. My brother and sister in Islam and humanity, get closer to Allah. Get to know Allah, because you cannot love someone you do not know. And this is my goal. My goal is to get closer to Allah and love Allah. I try to love Allah. I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's so kareem, he's so generous, he's so kind. He give me above what I deserve. He give me too much and I do not deserve it. And people think I'm good and I'm not. Look at this. I'm not a good person and people think I am. But more than that, and he allow me to talk about him. He allow me to invite people toward him. How Allah is so kareem, so generous. He allow me to go to Hajj. He allow me to go to Umrah. What about one sajda? Do we thank Allah for one sajda? Do we thank Allah for one belief? Do we thank Allah and we said subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim? Do we thank Allah from our core of our heart? The believer, his affair is so beautiful. If Allah give him goodness, he share and happy and thank Allah is good for him. And if Allah deny him anything he want, he thank Allah and be patient and Allah reward him for him for that. Musa alayhi salam, he was walking and talking to Allah. He said, Ya Allah, you choose me, you create me, and you allow me, you give me. And after all this, if I thanking you, you thanking me. And if I thanking you, you thanking me, you reward me for thanking you. And thanking you for me, from you, Ya Allah. How I thank you, Ya Allah. When everything from you, Ya Allah. He said, Ya Musa, if you know everything from me, you're thanking me. One time, Musa alayhi salam, he was walking and he's talking to Allah. By the way, when you love somebody, you know what you do? You walk, you make munajat, you talk to Allah. You talk to whom you love, you talk about him. Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, Oh Allah, who's the most closest people to you in the day of judgment? He said, Ya Musa, Abdan li, a slave of me. He loves somebody for me. And he loved me. And he make people love me. He said, Ya Allah, I know the first, I know the second. What about the third? How he make people love you? He said, he talk to people about me and about my bounty to them. They will love me. How much we have? How much we have bounty? Shaitan, the Satan one, the cursed one, he make you forget the bounty of Allah. And Allah, he want you to remember his bounty. And if you ask me, none of us missing any bounty from Allah. No way. Allah is so generous. Even if you are tortured from disease or pain, Allah love you. If you ask me, you want to know if Allah love you or not? See how much you spend for Allah. How much you think about Allah. How much you remember Allah. Which one is number one in your priority in your life? Which one beloved to you? To spend and be good or be stingy? By the way, I have a bad news for you. I never meet a stingy who believes he's stingy. People who are stingy, they believe they are so generous. And this is why they have all this money. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha ni'ma. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha ni'ma. Alhamdulillah, ala ni'amihi zahiratan wa batina. Alhamdulillah, alladhi tafaddala wa an'am. We are drowning in the bounty of Allah. Thank Allah. Live with thanks to Allah. Die with thanks to Allah. You are resurrected under Lua al-Hamd yawm al-Qiyamah. Under the banner of Hamd, thank Allah in the Day of Judgment. Thank each other. Thank Allah for everything He gives you. Show gratitude to Allah. InshaAllah, if I'm still alive, my main aim to introduce you to the most beautiful names of Allah, to let you know who's Allah. Because if we are human beings and we normal people, we love quality. And Allah is the owner of all quality. Let's go to the journey of love of Allah. A journey of love, the true love, not a fake love. The journey of infinity. The journey, you will start to see the fruit of this journey after you die. Imagine, the journey starts after death. The fruit of this journey starts after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam and Muslimin and Mu'mineen. And O Allah, make us for you, by you, toward you. O Allah, put barakah in what we say and what we do. O Allah, snatch the love of dunya out of our heart and make the love of you above all the love, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us read about your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life and his companion, and make us imitate them, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't make us leave this dunya unless we're pleasing you, Ya Allah. And we show gratitude to you, Allah. And we love you, Allah. And O Allah, make us among those who spread the love of you, Ya Allah. Choose us among those who choose goodness above anything, Ya Allah. And O Allah, make us among those who humble and humility. And generous one, Ya Allah. O Allah, shower us with your quality, Ya Allah. Look at us with a smile, Ya Allah, and don't look at us with anger, Ya Allah. O Allah, I am poor and you're rich. I am weak and you're strong. I'm a sinner and you are the owner of forgiveness, Ya Allah, and repent. O Allah, I need you, Ya Allah. I need you now. I need you tomorrow. I need you in the moment of death. I need you in my bed. I need you in my grave. I need you in the Day of Judgment. I need you, Ya Allah. I need you in every moment and every second I have. And O Allah, don't make me rely on nobody except you. Don't make me trust nobody except you. Don't make me, Ya Allah, fear anybody except you. And don't make me love anybody above you. And O Allah, don't make me spend my time and my money except for you. And O Allah, don't make me poor except you, Allah. And O Allah, don't disgrace me to nobody. And don't make me low to nobody except you. And O Allah, elevate me, Ya Allah, with your name. Make me for you, by you, toward you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. I call you, Ya Allah. I call you the generous one. I call you Akramul Akrameen. I call you Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. يا بديع السماوات والأرض تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله. me call you, Ya Allah. Make me remember you, Ya Allah. Make me love you, Ya Allah. Make me spend my life and my money and my thought and my desire and my love for you, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah, taqabbal minna, innaka anta samia al-alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول واجعلنا من الصادقين المخلصين المخلصين المقبولين المباركين يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.